Hello and welcome to Chapter 6, Tools for Project Control. So previously we have seen about what are the tools that needs to be used for project initiation and then project planning. Now let us see what needs to be done, what are the tools that needs to be used for project control and execution. So in this particular chapter, we are going to look into control charts, how to write a control chart, and what are the project cost control methodologies that needs to be used. What is the benchmarking process? What are the pulse meetings? And what are the different kinds of variance reports are going to be there? And what are the different project reviews, forecasting, and dashboards we'll be using? And what exactly is a change management log? And how exactly we have to utilize this change management log? And what is earned value analysis, which is an important thing in entire project execution. So project control and monitoring keeps a close watch on projects to make sure they stay on course. So for a project manager, the entire control and monitoring should be happening at this particular phase. Projects are unique and temporary, needing special attention to manage resources and fix issues. So this is the most challenging part, where each and every task has to be monitored properly, closely, and ensure that the issues are getting fixed properly. And managing resources will be a bigger challenge in this particular phase. Changes can happen in projects because tasks and resources are different each time. So in this particular thing will be a time scheduled, and multiple resource movement will be happening, and multiple things will be happening parallelly. Project control helps us to see if projects are on track and smooth out any problems. If there are any problems, this is a time when smoothening out should happen from the project manager. Numbers like cost, schedule, and progress show us how the project is going and if we need to make changes. So in this particular period of time only, project manager will be checking out what exactly is the cost and the schedule, and find out where exactly is actual cost and schedule against what has been budgeted in the initial phase. Reports from this process tell us about the project progress and if we need to adjust our plans. So constant adjustment to the plans should be happening throughout the entire phase. Tools and techniques help project managers keep an eye on projects and make sure things go well. One of the tools that is getting used by the project managers today is control charts. A control chart is a top tool for projects to observe how well things are going in different parts of the organization. Through a control chart, project manager will be in a position to identify what exactly is missing and where exactly we are reached during a specific phase or specific task. It helps to figure out if a process is steady or not, and if there are any unusual changes. The unusual change may be reduction in the time or increase in the time, or reduction in the cost or increase in the cost. In which cases, both the cases, project manager should take a call and proceed further. Some changes are normal and expected, while others are special and unexpected, which can make things go wrong. And call has to be taken immediately during this particular time. Whenever there is an expected or unexpected call that is happening here. Control chart is effective in the below situations. Monitor and determine process stability. Identify and understand process variation, ensure control of ongoing process, finding and correcting problems as they occur, predicting the unexpected range of outcomes from a process. So whenever they are finding a problem is occurring and variation is occurring, project manager's responsibility is to ensure that red flag is raised during these particular things when it is unusual and it is a bigger issue or bigger variation is identified to the project sponsor. Analyze patterns of process variation from special or routine causes. Aim to prevent specific problems or make fundamental changes to the process. Discover variations to take appropriate actions. So, as a project manager, he or she should be in the position to find out or discover wherever there is a variation that is happening and visualize what is going to happen in the future. This is a typical control chart where we can identify upper control limit and lower control limit. These are limit beyond which this particular graph should not cross, and this is average. Until it is reaching the lower limit or upper limit, it is fine. Of course, if it is a more variation is happening, project manager should take a call immediately. Control charts. Different types of control charts are used depending on the need and requirement. Depending on the Data type charts can be variable control charts. Variable data are measured on a continuous scale like time, distance, temperature, that can be calculated in fractions of decimals. These apply to data with continuous distribution, for example, periods and interest rates with averages. So variable control charts are used specifically to measure what is the time or distance. Temperature can be may not be a right thing here, but temperature that can be calculated in fractions or decimals can be done here. Attributes control charts. Attribute data is when the presence or absence of something is determined, like success or failure, absence or present, accept or reject, correct or incorrect. So these attributes are very important during in a control chart. Attribute data are counted and cannot have fractions or decimal. This is applied to of data having discrete distribution. So for a project manager, he should get all these particular data and analyze the entire control chart. For example, there can be 10 issues on a project, but not 5.5 issues. So only it is based on issues count and not based on there can't be decibel in a specific attribute. Next comes the next tool that is being utilized by project managers is project cost control. Projects need proper guidance to achieve the desired outcome. So, and apart from meeting project goals, managing cost is crucial for project managers, because it should not, beyond the cost, it should not go, the project should not cross the cost that has been allocated. Effective cost control determines if the organization gains profit or faces losses. So, cost control should be effectively managed by the project managers, and otherwise it will result in losses. Managing tasks and activities help control expenses within the budget. So, constant monitoring of tasks and what exactly is the activity that is happening, and ensuring the team is on time, ensures that the expenses are controlled and within the budget. Closely monitoring actual costs to align with the initial budget is a crucial technique. This prevents risk of cost escalation. If this particular actual consideration of actual cost and finding out the variance is not being done with the project manager, that risk of cost escalation is always going to be there. Various tools and techniques described in later slides ensure efficient control of project costs. So in the later stages, we'll come to know how exactly the control of project costs is efficiently handled. Planning the project budget. At the start of the project, creating a budget is essential to calculate expenses throughout the project's life cycle. Careful research and thinking are needed to prepare the budget, allowing for adjustments for flexible costs. Sticking to the budget is crucial for project success and profitability. So here what should happen is that during the project initiation and the project planning, budget is getting created. And during the budget creation, always there should be a margin that needs to be having in this particular case, considering the uneventualities that will happen in a specific project. Uneventualities include resource movement, new team getting involved in the entire thing, and learning curve that is going to happen in a specific resource to be taken to the project. All these particular things has to be considered during budget creation, and sticking to the budget, what has been created, including the margin is crucial for the project to be successful. Keeping track of costs. Maintaining a time-based budget helps the project manager monitor actual costs versus the budget for each project phase. Comparing actual costs to the planned targets in the budget is crucial during project execution. If there is extra work, estimations determine if the budget can cover it. If not, change requests might be needed for additional payment from the client for new work and changes. So, for example, there is a new change that has been given by the business team, which is not included, and there is a project manager is seeing this is a new change that has come into the entire thing, like a scope creep that has happened. In these cases, what will happen is that the project manager initially creates a change request with the support of the project sponsor. Project sponsor has to approve this new change that are happening, and scope brief has to be approved by the project sponsor. And based on this particular approvals, change request will be raised by the project manager, which has to be paid. Additional separate payment has to be happening. So during the project scoping and project initiation cases, it is very much important that T&M also is agreed, even though it is a fixed cost project. Time management. Effective time management is a powerful tool for controlling project costs because obviously if the time is getting increased, the cost is going to increase. Missing project deadlines can raise costs in areas like resource and manpower, leading to overall higher expenses. Prolonging the project increase costs, surpassing the budget. Project manager must consistently remind the time of critical deadlines and ensure work is completed on time. You may have observed in many of the road contracts that are happening, the initial budget and the the final budget is going to be entirely different because of this particular reasons only. Time management. If time is not managed properly in any of the project, it is going to result in increased cost. Project change control. Changes to the project scope impact deadlines and often raise costs due to extra efforts and resources required. Obviously, whenever the project is getting changed, the scope is getting increased, it results in deadlines getting increased as well as your time is getting increased. This particular scope changes has to be taken care and ensuring that the proper change request is taken care and the cost is, their income is coming to the specific project. Project change control is essential technique for managing change control systems. It anticipates potential changes that might arise during the project's duration. Earned value. To measure the value of completed work, the accounting tool earned value is highly beneficial, and earned value is going to be discussed and detailed in the later slides. Benchmarking process. One more important tool that is being used by the project managers is benchmarking process, where the entire thing is getting benchmarked against the industry standards as well as the project standards, and accordingly it is getting identified and variations are getting identified. For business to thrive, they need to constantly evaluate how well they are doing. One way to do this is by benchmarking. This means comparing your performance with the best in your industry. It is not that we are going to do a benchmarking against the people who are below our, below the industry standards, but we have to look at the best in the industry and take this as a benchmark. It is like setting a standard to measure yourself against. The process is not complicated and project managers can make it work with some knowledgeable and practical experience. Most importantly for the project managers here is that they have to identify and have a knowledge on the industry. This approach that is being used for benchmarking process, first thing is the identification of activities has to be done, which will be followed by choice of appropriate measure. Data and income information collection should be happening from the industry standards, that too again best in industry standards. Analysis of data that has been collected here, implementation of whatever has been analyzed from this particular data, and evaluation and assessment of whatever has been implemented. This is a cycle, this is a circle that will continue until the entire project is getting completed. Step-by-step approaching the benchmarking. Identification of activities. Stakeholders identify activities to benchmark. Activities must be measurable and relevant, focusing on core processes that contribute to the advantage, competitive advantage. A comprehensive understanding of the organization's strengths, weaknesses, and objectives is crucial. This is where the SWOT in analysis which we have done earlier is going to be helpful. Choice of appropriate benchmarks measure. Select relevant benchmarks, industry standards or similar efficient companies. So like we said, we should not be a low level company where we are taking as a benchmark, but high level company then our standard. Align the organization's strategic approach with benchmarks. Form a capable team and clarify objectives before starting. Document outputs for value and action. Proper discussion should happen with the stakeholders here to ensure that we are following the proper benchmark to proceed further. Data and information collection. Gather data through methods like market research, interviews, questionnaires, and online sources. Define a reliable data collection method which is applicable for the specific industry. Differentiate between primary direct from benchmark companies and secondary data from publications or websites. So this is very crucial to find out how we are going to go ahead with the data collection. Analysis of data. Now having the data be getting collected by us, now we have to analyze the data, collected data, preferably in graphical form, to identify the performance gaps. This has to be compared the data during data analysis, it will be compared with what exactly and how exactly we are progressing with what exactly is happening in the industry. understand the root causes for gaps by scrutinizing the data. If you are ahead of the particular performance we had seen or data we have collected, it is well and good. But if there is a gap, we are lower than the specific data which we collected, then the industry standard, then has to be the data, that this particular detail has to be scrutinized and the root cause has to be identified and rectified. The analysis results can be can aid future projections. Implementation, secure commitment from management and staff for successful implementation. So after the data analysis happening, the implementation of whatever has been lessons learned from this particular data collection needs to be implemented. Allocate sufficient resources for improvements based on benchmark outcomes. Develop and share a formal action plan to bridge performance gaps. But we have to ensure that the performance gaps are rectified and implemented. Evaluation and assessment. Regularly evaluate progress, collect required information and adjust as needed. So this is an evaluation should happen from whatever has been implemented, it has been implemented properly, and ensure that the benchmark has improved. Use benchmarking as a tool for project control and monitoring, enhance process and foster continuous improvement in the organization. Pulse meeting. Next tool that is being used by the project managers is pulse meeting. Pulse meetings are brief team status meetings conducted by the project management team. Here in this case, what will happen is that team will be discussed and briefed about what exactly is the current status and data collected from the teams on finding out how exactly the project is getting progressing. They provide updates on ongoing project activities. These meetings are short, lasting only for a few minutes. You can call it as stand-up meetings, and can be held face-to-face or virtually. They highlight the start and completion of activities and communicate their status. Simple, it will be a very simple meeting to find out where exactly there is an escalation required or not, and how exactly we are progressing, what is activity that has to be completed immediately, what is there is a future plan, and what is there is a past plan that has been completed. Issues are also identified and may be resolved in separate meetings following the pulse meeting. The frequency of pulse meetings varies based on project complexity, with complex projects having multiple daily meetings and simpler projects needing one meeting per week. It is a project manager's call when and what is the frequency of this specific meeting should happen based on the project complexity and the delay. If there is, suppose say there is a delay that is happening in the entire project, it may be required that you have to, this particular meeting should happen on a daily basis, and if it is very smooth, it can be happening on a weekly basis. Various reports. One more tool that is being utilized and helping the project manager is to ensure that various reports are getting generated. And various report is a tool used by management and executives to assess company performance, to find out what is a project performance. It involves comparing different sets of figures, often planned values versus actual values. So planned values will be compared with the actual values, finding out what is the variance and what is the deviation that is happening from the specific normal actuals, normal budget what we had done. Variance reports are crucial for analyzing the alignment for actual results with forecasted sales targets or budget goals. So what exactly and where exactly we have reached on the income part and expenses part, and are we on target on the budget goal? That is what will be the output of the variance report which we are going to be generated. Actual project performance often deviates from initial estimates made during project planning, which is obvious because most of the projects will not be actually happening based on what has been initially decided, estimated. Recognizing this, project management teams must identify variances to understand the true project situation, and where if the variation is on the very high side, it has to be escalated and it has to be red flag has to be raised to the proper team appropriately by the project manager. Variance reports offer insights, especially in challenging conditions, aiding teams to and management in tracking overspending or underspending. So if there is an underspending, which means that the budget is on the very high side, if it is overspending, which means that the budget is on the lower side, or there is a bigger thing that is happening in the thing which is not been identified yet and rectified yet. They highlight potential budget issues, prompting reviews. These reports are valuable in addressing resource efficiency throughout the project life cycle, providing essential information and effective project management. key feature of variance analysis reports. Let us see what are the key features of these reports. Quantify and identify differences. Wherever there is a difference, it can be identified using the variance analysis report. Variance analysis reports measure actual expenditure or revenues against the projections. Diverse comparisons. Compare fiscal years, quarters, budget to actual or different periods. It can be a monthly comparison also that can be done. Formal generation. Reports are systematically created often via quality control systems. There can be a software that can be set to which can identify and resolve the, provide the output of report or variance analysis report has been can be provided. Actual versus expected. Assess project outcomes against initial expectations. Identify where exactly are the variations. Absolute and percentage. Report show absolute and percentage differences. So it can be a percentage or it can be the absolute values. Comprehensive content. Reports cover trends, overspending, underspending, and with the new artificial intelligence things in coming to picture, this can actually trigger what actually is happening in the industry also. Project risk insights. Variance analysis uncovers positive and negative project risk. And positive, like we said, positive project risk can be used as an opportunity, and negative project risk has to be identified and resolved immediately. Study favorable and unfavorable. Examine beneficial and detrimental variances. Find out what are the things that are going to be benefit for the variance. Like in the, like if the budget is going to be underutilized, it is beneficial. If it is overutilized, it is detrimental for the project. Uncover multiple issues. Identify resource scarcity, quality control problems, cost escalation, and rectify the issues quickly.